was not a good looking character whatsoever. But go ahead and open your Bibles tonight to sorry, a little choked up from that video. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Proverbs 20. And we're going to go ahead and look at one verse in here. Verse number 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? I'm going to have Brother Ken go ahead and pray for us. Amen.
Be my brother Josh, Lord, please, God, just to touch him, Lord.
Yes.
Help your word and touch all of our hearts, Lord, and make a change in all of us. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to give a little something tonight on being faithful.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I see a lot of faithful people here tonight. I mean, it's Wednesday night, and that's, I mean, let's be honest, that's when all the faithful ones come to church. But the faith, when I sit here and say I see a lot of faithful, there's faithfulness in other ways I see too. People faithful to their spouses, faithful to their jobs, faithful to their household needs, and faithful to school, your bedtime, the time you wake up. But there's more than just that. But then there's another kind of faithfulness that I'm going to start talking about. And I'm mainly just going to work out of that verse. But the faithfulness that doesn't matter is the faithfulness that we always do. Yeah. There's faithfulness to traditions. There's faithfulness to sports, football, basketball, baseball. These things that we are faithful to, but we can't even be faithful to the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, with girls, there's faithfulness to putting your makeup on.
Right.
I mean, you guys every morning. Nonstop getting up and putting your makeup on. I don't understand it, but I'm just going to leave that one there. I'm not going to tread on that water. But then there's faithfulness to Facebook. There's also faithfulness to Snapchat, Instagram. And there's also the faithfulness to your cell phone. How many times have we left the house without our cell phone, turned around and went back and got it?
Amen.
But yet we can't carry our Bible anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Then you got faithfulness to the news, sitcoms, book clubs, and then you got the ones that, now I'm saying all these because I didn't do the makeup one, but most of these I've dealt with, and thank God not the makeup one. I don't want to go down that road. But you're faithful to church events, and when I say this, I don't mean to say it as in being faithful to church. But there's some that come to church. They just come on the team night when they're having fun. They only come on gym night, softball games, Sunday night basketball, but they don't come to church.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to get at is that we need to be more faithful. If we can be faithful to these things, why can't we be faithful in the reading of the Bible?
Amen.
Why can't we be? You can be faithful to movie night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to the movies once a week. You know, then you got poker night. Hopefully nobody does those. And then you got a glass of wine or a beer or music. But the one I really want to hit on is being faithful to the mall every Friday night for your Japanese food. No. And Chick-fil-A on Wednesday. No, but what I'm trying to get at is that we sit here and we're faithful to all these things, but we can't be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
And I've been sitting here and I started looking up faithfulness. What is faithfulness? It's loyal, content, and steadfast. The Bible talks about God's faithfulness to his children.
Yeah.
In 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." And what I'm trying to say is we can be faithful to all these things, but we can't be faithful to church on Wednesday night. We can't be faithful to church on Sunday night. We can't be faithful to helping around the church. We can't be faithful to a lot of things. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad, because I know people get busy. But the things that we should be faithful to is serving the Lord.
Amen.
And here's some things that will help you. Reading the Word of God every day.
Amen.
Studying the Word of God every day. Passing out tracts.
Yeah.
I know that, and I'm guilty of this myself. I mean, how many times I'm going to pick on Dollar General because they're popping up everywhere, and like zits. But but I'm saying Dollar General, how many times do we need something from the store and we run down to Dollar General and don't have no tracts on us?
Amen.
How many times do we walk into a store or somewhere just for 1 second to get a pack of gum, but we don't have tracts and we don't have time to pass out a tract to the cashier? That's what I'm talking about, being faithful to what we need to be faithful at. And to think about, if this church was faithful to all these things that I got written down, I'm going to say, I'm preaching to myself. The Lord has really dealt with me as I was getting this together. I had 2 days to get this together, so it's not much, but I'm guilty of every one of these too. Telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, street preaching. Why don't you be faithful to something? Instead of going out to the movies on Saturday nights, going street preaching on Saturday night.
Amen.
We're passing out tracts. Like I said up here, you don't have to go in street preach. You can pass out tracts. You can hold a sign.
Amen.
Just to be an encouragement to the ones that are faithful to it.
Amen.
But trying to be faithful to these things. Being in church every time the doors are open.
That's right. Amen.
God gave us a pastor that keeps these doors open every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday night.
Amen.
We're the ones that got to fill in the pews. We're the ones that got to be faithful to it. We have a faithful pastor.
Amen.
Yeah.
And another one is being faithful to your pastor.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen.
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 Don't talk about him behind his back and put him down.
Amen.
That's one thing about being faithful to your pastor.
Amen.
You might not like everything he says, but it's not him saying it. It's the Bible. Also, asking him if you can help in any way. And I know there's a lot of pastors out there that don't do the things that my dad does. And I know he's stubborn. I know he's ornery about things. I mean, try working on a bathroom with him. But we could use some help around here.
Amen.
And asking him, just asking him. He might tell you no, but I know it doesn't sound good if you just ask him. Amen. And this just doesn't go for our church. This goes for anywhere. Not abusing him. Because you know he'll do what you ask him to do to help you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
That's being faithful to your pastor by not abusing him.
Yeah.
And I've seen many, many years.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. One of my biggest things was this church when I got out of church while I was mad. Because I've seen so many people abuse that man. And I abused him. I'll be the first one. I took advantage of him. But these are things of being faithful to your pastor. Also, being faithful is praying for your church and for its ministries and getting involved. Loving souls no matter what the people have done to you. That's also being faithful. If these little things we can't do, then what are we even doing here?
Yeah. Amen.
We can be faithful to that sitcom every Tuesday night watching the show.
Yeah.
But we can't even let a little grudge go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we're not perfect, but it's trying to be faithful. I believe the Lord will bless us for just trying.
Yep.
I know we're going to fall. I know we're going to let him down. We're going to let people down. We're going to let our pastor down, but just trying encourages him and encourages his church. It's just like Job. Job lost everything he had and still was stayed faithful. He didn't curse God and die. Why can't we be faithful, church? That's what I want to know. I read a quote from a pastor. He said, "A faithful servant never retires. You can retire from your career, but you will never retire from serving God."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know we just seen a bunch of pictures, but I just want to go through a little bit of our family history and what we've been through. And as Pastor Ryman, 30 years being at this church, and what he had reasons to quit.
Yep.
He had reasons to give up, but he stayed faithful.
Yeah.
You know why? Because of you. Because he loved you.
Yep.
He loved this church. He believed in a reason of this church. And I'm not trying, and I hope you don't get it the wrong way, I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm not trying to put him up on a pedestal. I just want to, I want you guys to realize what our pastor goes through, and he stayed faithful. Why can't we?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
1987, he came to this church. As a little boy, I got ran over by a car. My dad said, there was preachers that told him, I don't know if you should be there. Maybe this is the Lord telling you not to be here. But he didn't quit.
Amen.
He stayed faithful.
Amen.
I know, and I'm going to miss some things because I don't remember a lot just because I was a little kid and I really didn't pay attention. But just the death of Chelsea and Pop Up. Our pastor went through a really hard time.
Yep.
He didn't quit.
Yep.
He stayed faithful. And everybody in this church knows our pastor, and he's been there for you through so many things.
Yes, sir.
And he could have not came or could have quit on us, but he never did.
Yep.
The day I left home, never forget, it was a Sunday morning. He wanted me to come to church, and I said no. We ended up getting in a fist fight right in the house. Mom stepped in between us. When I left that week, I didn't want to talk to them. He could have quit. He didn't. He stayed faithful.
Amen.
The day my mom got in that motorcycle, that accident with the motorcycle, I watched him lay in bed for 3 days, crying, asking God why he let this happen. They could have quit, but they stayed faithful.
Amen.
The day the bus fell on my dad, he stayed faithful.
Amen.
A lot of you guys didn't even know it. He was up here behind the pulpit. 2 days later, staying faithful. The day Drisco broke his ribs, he had 3 ribs broken. A lot of you didn't know it, but he was up here preaching with broken ribs. He stayed faithful. And I believe that God put one of the greatest examples in our lives of how to be faithful. And that's why I want to ask, why can't we be faithful?
Amen.
Why can't we go on? Just because somebody didn't shake your hand?
Yeah.
Because somebody said something? I hate to be up in heaven and God say, why can't you be faithful when I gave you a pastor to show you how to be faithful? The last verse I'm going to do, like I said, it's not going to be much because I didn't really have enough much time. And He was hounding me today about doing the bathroom at the house. I was planning on doing a little bit more studying, but I couldn't let him know that I was studying to preach. It's 1 Timothy 1:12. But God gave us one of the greatest examples. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't reading that. 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank God, or I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. When I read that verse, I thought about Pastor Alan Ryman. That God looked down, D.C., found a rough, uneducated man and chose him to go to Bible school and come to Smyrna, Delaware. Yeah.
Amen.
Be the pastor of Faith Baptist Church.
Amen.
And here we are 30 years later.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of hard times. We've seen a lot of good times. We've seen people come. We've seen people go. But I want to thank the Lord for putting Alan Ryman here in Smyrna, Delaware.
Amen.
For saving him.
Amen.
And giving him a wife that's been faithful.
Amen.
And stood by his side.
Amen.
All those years. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've done. God, thank you for the time we had here with Alan Ryman and Miss Linda. God, thank you for the mercy and the grace you've put upon this church. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.